When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Hello and welcome to the latest video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League Game Week 18. It's time to consider the captaincy. My name is Joe and to help me look at the best armband options is Fantasy Football Scout's deputy editor Tom Freeman. Tom, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay, thanks, Joe. Yeah, I haven't done one of these videos in a while now, but with obviously Man City blanking this week, we haven't got Haaland. Salah's got a tough game at against Arsenal, so felt like a good opportunity to come and run through a few contenders.
Definitely. And before we get started, just to remind people that we've got an offer over at Fantasy Football Scout. Do have a look at the website, fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. There's a 7-day free trial for the members area. There you get access to a lot of the tables that we produce in our videos. Also, the latest stats, the Rate My Team tool ahead of the game week, and can do comparison tools as well. If you've got a couple of players in mind and you want to sort of assess which is the best one, there's also a 20% offer there. So go and check that out. Also, do remember to press that like button and do remember to subscribe so you update with all our latest videos and podcasts. Okay, first of all, let's have a look at the worst defenses this week. So we've got we do have a couple of players in mind for our captaincy. I know Watkins and Son are definitely sort of front of mind here, but let's have a look at the worst defenses. Because other options, like, say, for example, Salah, even though he's got a poor fixture against Arsenal, can't be ruled out. According to this table, worst defences, this is so far this season, Sheffield United are the worst. They've expected to concede 36 goals, but they have, in fact, conceded 43. So they can count themselves marginally unlucky there, or very unlucky. But they've only had one clean sheet. Chris Wilder could have improved them a bit. And they face Ollie Watkins. So far, that would make Ollie Watkins probably the best captaincy shout this week, if you just look at the opponent.
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. I mean, there's been a bit of improvement at Sheffield United, hasn't there, with Chris Wilder coming in? He's changed the formation. They're playing a 4-3-3 now. They look a little bit more solid. And they've been competitive against Liverpool and Chelsea. I think they've conceded 4 goals in the 3 games they've played with Wilder. Their XGC, I looked earlier, is a bit higher. I think it's about 5.4. Mm. But certainly, I mean, we're discussing 3 main contenders this week, and Watkins certainly has is facing the weakest defence out of that trio, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Other poor defences, Luton expected conceded 34, getting on for 35 goals. In fact, conceded 32, no clean sheets. So definitely still a defence to target. Fulham, 31 expected to concede. In fact, conceded 29, but they have had 5 clean sheets, so conceding a lot. But when they keep, they can keep a clean sheet. They're more than capable of getting those clean sheets, which is why I like Leno as a goalkeeper captain. We mentioned him in our goals imminent video in terms of someone asked a question about goalkeepers to get. And Leno's definitely one because he's getting a lot of shots fired at him.
Yeah,
and he's getting clean sheets, which for me is the David James memorandum, as I would call it, if it was a spy novel about goalkeepers. When he played for Portsmouth, they occasionally got clean sheets, but he got a lot of shots. He saved a lot of shots.
It's that perfect blend, isn't it, which we which we're looking for in a goalkeeper. It's been, and yeah, if you can get, you know, I've got Dubravka, who's obviously going to keep clean sheets at Newcastle, but he certainly won't rack up the saves that Leno does. Yeah.
So moving down the list as well. So, I mean, Fulham played Burnley, so we're not really looking at Burnley assets to, against Fulham, or indeed Fulham assets now. Jimenez is suspended. West Ham, interesting. Couple of clean sheets. So who faces West Ham going down this?
Man United.
So this could present a Manchester United, for those who hold the faith, Manchester United attacker. But they're not very an attacking side. We'll look at attacking teams in a moment recently. But West Ham, you know, still in the mix. They're still conceding a lot. Or have been this season, just a couple of clean sheets, as Areola owners will know. But moving down the list, a bit further down, Arsenal are the best defence this season. They've kept 7 clean sheets. They've only conceded 15 goals. Bearing in mind, Sheffield United have conceded 43, and they've expected to have conceded 13, even lower, even fewer goals there. So, yeah, that for me, that makes Salah... Not, I mean, Salah's great, but he's got the toughest game, surely. So, not good.
Oh, yeah. I thought Arsenal were excellent out of possession against a very good Brighton attack, as you know, Joe, at the weekend, and how they limited them. I don't think Brighton had a shot in the first half at the Emirates. So, yeah, this feels like there's no problem with Salah. The problem is that who he plays, and that's why I'm looking elsewhere this week.
Definitely. One of the reasons I sold. One of the many reasons I sold Darwin this week. It's not a week to have a double Liverpool attack, I don't think.
No.
Everton's next name I mentioned because they travel to Spurs. Son's in form. Richarlison's in form. Kulusevski's in form. All of their attackers are in form. All of them arguably could be captaincy shout, but Son in particular because of his pedigree. But Everton actually have been okay. Goals conceded 20, bearing in mind Sheffield United conceded 43. Expected goals conceded 22, so pretty much similar to what they expected. And they've had 6 clean sheets a lot recently. This sort of puts me off Son as well.
Yeah, they've been really good, Everton. Mm. Particularly recently, they've kept 4 clean sheets in a row. But across the season, you know, these are seasonal stats. Yeah. And it's not just... recent improvement. They've generally been pretty tight for a while. They're organised. They're hard to beat. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think Spurs will score past them. But if we're looking, if we're wanting our captain to go big and we're wanting that team to score 3 or 4 goals, it's got to be Villa that you back this week.
Yeah.
Given the way, we'll talk about it when we look at the attacks, but given the way that we're playing and especially at home. So yeah, that's Son has penalties, Watkins doesn't, but still I think Watkins is the best captain, I think, for me, looking at this data, and then we'll explore some other areas now.
Yeah, so. Looking at the fixtures. So looking at attacking teams. Now I haven't done this all season. I've done this just the last 6 matches because I wanted to flag, because there have been some changes. For example, Everton, for example, have got better in attack. And just to see where everyone stands. So it's Tottenham, Villa and Liverpool attacks we're interested in. And the reason I'm flagging Salah, even though they're playing Arsenal, is a lot of people, probably not those that are watching, because they're going to be aware of the deadline, but I think Salah's going to be world captain by virtue of people not knowing there's a deadline on Thursday. They're going to be going to move their team on Friday and go, oh, hang on a minute, it's Brighton played Palace last night and the game week started already. And I'm still on Salah captain. So I think he's going to be captain by default.
Right.
So looking at the best attacks last 6 matches, well, this is bad news for Liverpool's defence, Arsenal. So this could mean that Saka or Jesus even could be good options for the captaincy. Arsenal with the best attack, expected goals, they've expected to score 12.5, so getting on for 13. They've in fact scored 12. I mean, there's no Haaland this week. Salah's got Arsenal, but Arsenal could. Yeah, what do you think? Saka captain? I haven't thought about that until now.
It's a tough place to go, Anfield, isn't it? You know, they're very, very consistent there. But I think having watched I think you'd probably make Arsenal slight favourites maybe for that one to go and get the job then, given these numbers which we're looking at and the way in which they're playing. Arsenal, Liverpool aren't quite clicking at the moment. They've had United game, Palace game, Sheffield United recently, and they're getting over the line in a couple of those games, but it's not quite as convincing as maybe we're used to with Liverpool. And so I think it's going to be a really, really good game, this one. I'm going to say I'm happy to own Salah, Saka this week. I'm not going to captain anybody from this game. It's going to be an intriguing battle, for sure. Well,
looking at attack, so we've noted that the Everton defence has got better, but the Tottenham attack is still quite good. They're the joint sixth best. The expected goals over the last six matches is 10. Expected score, getting on for them, 10.7. And they're joint with Everton themselves and City, Man City. Tottenham have in fact scored 12. So they're still pretty good, still attacking. But yes, on paper, if you look down here, Aston Villa have the more favourable fixture against Sheffield United. But in terms of expected goals, last six matches, just below Tottenham, really, 9.9. So not much in it. And they've in fact scored 11. So
we've had a couple of difficult games in that run, haven't we? Yeah. Joe, we played Arsenal and Man City at home recently, which makes it. But Tottenham have had some trickier ones as well. And they're obviously having to deal with a lot of players out. So, yeah, maybe similar-ish attacks. But I do look at Villa at home this year. We've won 15 in a row at home.
Yeah.
And if you take out the Arsenal and the City games, we won them both 1-0. But you look at the rest of the results this year, and we've played six games at home this year.
Yeah.
So we've beaten Fulham 3-1. We've beaten Luton 3-1. Mm-hmm. We've beaten West Ham 4-1.
Yeah.
Brighton 6-1. Palace 3-1. And Everton 4-0. We generally score a lot of goals at home.
I was at a fantasy football meets in Exeter. Andy Martin was there as well as a Leeds fan. He was watching Leeds getting hammered by Southampton on one screen. I was watching Brighton getting hammered by Villa on the other screen.
Oh, no.
It was a depressing half an hour or so.
Get to the bar.
Got better. But Liverpool, similar to Villa, they've scored 12 goals and the expected goals scored 9.8. They're all sort of mid-table there, Villa and Liverpool. But once again, the Villa have got the much more favourable fixture, going to get many more chances, and they're at home. And just for sake of not thinking about the captaincy, but in terms of the worst attacks, just to mention them off here. But, I mean, as you would expect, promoted sides, Burnley, Sheffield United, Luton are the worst attacks. And that's unsurprising. And that's the last six matches. Wolves have dropped off a bit. They've scored seven. Expected to have scored seven as well. Nottingham Forest have dropped off. They've only scored five. Should have scored seven or so. And West Ham as well. They have scored 11, but they've been lucky. Expected goals are actually only 8.5. I've just sort of mentioned them. It's not to do with the captaincy this week, but worth covering off.
I think Caduce might have helped with that. Display at the weekend with the goals column for West Ham. And Wolves have, as well, Neto's meant to be back soon. So that should help give that bit of a boost there.
Yes, indeed. And so the final slide I've got up is Son v Watkins and Salah. I've thrown Salah into the mix because, as I said, people need to be aware that he's going to be world captain, not just because he's Salah, not just because, a lot of Liverpool fans out there, but because people won't be aware of the deadline. You all will, because you're all watching and listening to this now. We're telling you, and you know anyway, because you're all dedicated managers. But there will be a lot of people who will be surprised by that. And so I'll just read out Salah's stats. Arsenal, I've put in their opponents, what they are away, because all of these players, Salah, Watkins, Son, all at home. So this is, I put the stats in there of their opponents away and how much they expected to concede. So in terms of price, Salah's obviously 3.2 million at the moment as I was doing this. Expected goals getting on for 11. This is all season, by the way. And expected assists well over four. So you're looking at 15, 16 goal involvements over the season expected to have got, which is the other two can't touch that. So he's great. Arsenal away, expected goals conceded is 6.65, really low over the season. Sheffield United away is 17, way more, like getting on for triple that which sit, and that's so Watkins are against Sheffield United, and Everton away 11.72. So actually away on the road, Everton this season have not been so good as well. So they're sort of doubly worse than Arsenal away, and Sheffield United are triply as bad as Arsenal away. So once again, that points to Watkins. I'm just sort of reading out these stats before I come to you, Tom, just for the benefit of those listening on the podcast. Expected goals, Watkins at 8.65, Son at 6.35. Expected assists for Son much higher, though, 3.76. For Son, for Watkins, it's 1.94. So you're looking at, rounding those out, expected goal involvement, you're looking at around 15, 16 for Salah. You're looking at about 10, 11 for Watkins. And you're looking at broadly similar sort of 9-10-ish for Son there. So it all points to Watkins again, doesn't it? But Son and Salah to be considered, I would imagine. Good vice captains.
Yeah, that's for me. It's a big incentive for Villa to win. We go top of the table on Friday if we win. Wow. Sell out at Villa Park. So I just think everything's pointing towards... Yeah. Villa and Watkins. He hasn't got penalties, which the other two have, of course. But yeah. I think Villa will score. I would hope to think three goals on Friday. So you'd expect Watkins to be involved in that. Bailey's looked really good recently. I think he'll play. Yeah. He's a good creative player. So yeah, Son obviously back out on the left now with Richarlison. Yeah. His stats have still been good on the left, but something to consider. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think for me, as you saw in my team reveal yesterday, I've got the captaincy on Watkins, the vice on Son. Happy to hold Salah for this week, but I'm not considering him. He's not in the mix for captaincy. So that's where I'm at the moment.
Yeah. So, and also for me as well, Watkins, I brought Watkins in for Darwin and immediately put the armband on him.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
No hesitation. I was not looking elsewhere. I think I've got vice captain on Son. I'm quite happy with the vice captain on Salah. This is in case you never know. Watkins might not show up. Illness, who knows? But Watkins is definitely, I think, the standout. I think all of the stats point to that. Sometimes I do these videos and prepare them and I sort of change my mind. I remember having the armband on Haaland and then when Salah was playing Brighton and
It was Son, wasn't it, against it was Luton? Because I captained Luton, and I wish I would have done these videos with you, Joe.
Yeah, that was it. I did that video on my own, and I had the armband on Son. I did the video and did the similar stats around Brighton's defence and Salah's performance. And I just thought, hang on a minute, Salah against Brighton is an absolute... He could haul on this, and he did. And that was a huge rank swing there. This week, the stats, there's no surprises, I think. It just cements what I think a lot of us are thinking with Watkins. Thanks so much for joining me, Tom. Good luck with your captaincy decision of Watkins. And I'm going to say good luck to myself with Watkins as my captain. I hope we've given people some food for thought there. Lots more videos and podcasts this week, Game Week 18, and also ahead of Game Week 19, 20 and beyond. So do watch out for those. Do remember to like and do subscribe so you can keep up to date with that. And do have a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk for that members offer as well, 7-day free trial. And there's a 20% off as well as part of all of that. So have a look at that and see what you can get. Although you can construct your own tables and you can look at all these expected goals conceded stats that we've been putting up there. You can look for yourself there. Thanks a lot for your time, Tom. Take care. See you soon.
Cheers, Joe. Bye.